Peyton was out looking for something. An epiphany, maybe. So he left civilization. He and his friends took a boat out to an island. He left his phone behind.
Totally nature, yeah. I mean, I don't even think there was service.
He took a book with him, one of St. Augustine's most famous works.
And I was reading City of God.
The trip didn't quite turn out the way that he'd hoped.
Well, the title of the story is My Failed Existential Moment.
Peyton originally told this story at an event called Another Story Live. It's a story slam that takes place each month at the camp house. He came to our studios recently and let us record this for a roundabout.
Me and a couple of my friends were camping on an island, and we'd actually arrived to the island 3 or 4 days before the rest of the group was coming. We were actually squatting for the island, so we were making sure that nobody else showed up and preparing the island. There was 5 of us, and it was just a really wonderful moment. I've often heard about Thoreau and a lot of the different existentialists who who believe part of spirituality is becoming one with nature and kind of having time to really appreciate nature. It seemed like every day I was there, the 3 days, my mind was getting more and more, like, almost, I don't say a trance, but I was getting deeper and deeper into my own thoughts in my own head. So everything was going wonderful, except 3 days after we arrived, everybody else showed up. So the island went from 5 people to 50. I knew it was going to happen. I kind of dreaded it. Suddenly, the island felt really crowded. There was 2 sides of the island. There was a guys' camp and a girls' camp, and then all the guys were there, and a lot of them were younger, and so they were really loud, and it was kind of disruptive. So I had the idea I would walk to the other side of the island, and because I thought if I walked to the other side of the island, I could have peace and be alone and stuff. So that was kind of my plan. I passed by a porta potty. And the thing about this porta potty is the door is open in the porta potty because it gets really hot. And so a lot of times people use the porta potty. They use the porta potty with the door open. And so as I was walking by the porta potty, I look in and there's a girl in it and she sees me. And I was super embarrassed, and I felt slightly perverted, even though it was not my intention at all. And so I started running towards the woods, and I just sprinted towards the woods, and I started feeling better, and then I saw the shore. And so then I decided to jump towards the shore, but the only problem about the shore was there was about a 5 or 6 foot cliff. And I jump, and I'm getting all this adrenaline pumping. But then I got stuck in a tree, and my pants were stuck too, and these were short shorts too. So I had this huge rip on my backside. My tranquility was broken and ruined. And so, you know, and I just felt embarrassed. And then I had this huge rip in my pants. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to walk through camp. So the only response, I was just like, well, you know, this moment's already ruined. So what I'm going to do is I just sat there and read. A lot of times we strive for the subtle and the sublime, and we try to put ourselves in the best circumstances possible to put ourselves in these, to transcend reality. But the funny thing about it is reality is always there, and no matter what kind of circumstance or environment you surround yourself with, reality has a funny way of finding you out.
That was Peyton Miller. The story was called My Failed Existential Moment.